welcome to another Bullet Points episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this midweek mini show, I'm sharing with you something that has come up in messages and emails from you, my most excellent listeners. Now, while I know it's not the end of the year yet, and so a little bit early for end of the year reviews and roundups, I have started to be asked with increasing frequency what my favourite books of this year have been. And many of you have said in your messages that you're looking for inspiration for gifts, and other people are stocking up on books pre-holiday, so they have a stack to work through when they eventually get some time off this year. But enough of you were curious to make me think that it would be worth chatting about in one of these midweek mini shows. And as I've shared with you previously, I try to read a book a week and listen to an autobiography every week too. Now, that does sound like a lot, but actually it's a lot more doable than you realise. I've talked about it before. Most books are between 7 and 8 hours, so that's just over an hour a day that you have to put in on the physical book. And most autobiographies are about the same, so I'm usually moving around doing something, so that's when I do the autobiographies, if I'm commuting or what have you, and I will sit down before dinner, read, and it's just amazing how when you break it down into, it's basically an hour a day, how you're able to fit these things in. So I'm not able to do it consistently, but if I start my week with it as an intention, then I usually either complete it or get a good way through it. I might not do a book a week, but I'm definitely doing more than I've ever read before. Let's put it that way. And this year I have read some fantastic books, like some truly, truly brilliant books. A whole variety of incredible stories, subjects and perspectives. But I'm going to narrow it down to 5 because this is a mini show after all, and I can't wang on forever. And these are books I've read, loved and would recommend to any one of you to read, but also think anyone you gift it to might appreciate it also. So the first up is Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. And wow, what a storyteller. And I was curious, I was thinking to myself, do you want to start with an autobiography? But I really feel as though this one took me on such an adventure. And the fact that this book was compiled from decades of Matthew's journals and diaries makes the stories feel even more present and crystal clear in the way that he retells them. And it does, it tells the story of Matthew's life, some of which you may think you have an idea of if you followed his film career. But really, it's the story of what made the man, not what made the star. And the time he spent as an exchange student in Australia is colourful, tense, and also hilarious. And when he tells these stories throughout the entire book, but his accents are absolutely perfect. And he has a real rhythm. You only need to say Matthew McConaughey and you already think about somebody speaking rhythmically. All right, all right, all right. But if you think about when you listen to it, and I really urge you to get the audiobook, he has a really rhythmic way of reading his stories, which just is even more tantalizing and even more engaging. And yes, he is a huge, huge star, but this book asks huge questions, actually, like how to be a better person, how to treat people well, how to hurt people less, how to be hurt less, how to find meaning in life, how to be a good man, a good human on this planet. So personally, I adored this book, and I'm sure I'm going to listen to it again, actually, because there are times when I recall the stories and I think I must listen to that again. But I'm really grateful for the few days I spent listening to this audiobook where I got to see the world through Matthew's eyes. So it's a strong recommend, and it's a strong, strong recommend to get the audiobook. The way he tells it, the story itself, it's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. My second book that I would like to share with you, and I think you would be, if you gifted it to somebody, they'd be very grateful, is Sarah Wilson's This One Wild and Precious Life. And I met Sarah in the summer of 2019 when she came on the podcast. She was on a trip to London and we met in a studio and we recorded actually a bit of a humdinger of an episode. It's about 2 hours long. And I found the experience really special. We were discussing her first book. Sorry, it wasn't her first book, but we were discussing her book First, We Make the Beast Beautiful, and her candor and honesty about mental health, her own issues with mental health and anxiety, I found really useful, but I also know really helped lots of other listeners. And I know it's one of the episodes I get messages about even now, a couple of years later, someone will say, oh, I just discovered your podcast. I listened to that episode. That was really helpful. And this book, This One Wild and Precious Life, has a much bigger agenda and one that forces you to assess not only how you show up in the world, but how you treat the world too. Sarah's observations about how we are as people more disconnected than ever and headed on a downward spiral towards oblivion and extinction would be horribly depressing if she didn't share her discoveries of how we can move towards a more hopeful future. And it's told in tandem with her own personal story and own personal journey, which I will let you discover when you open the book and discover it in the pages. But that also felt incredibly profound. And you do feel she's sharing something incredibly personal and precious with you when she's telling her story. And yeah, I really want to go hiking with her, but I would never be as brave to hike in the way that she does. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, I've seen it called a spiritual guidebook, and I would actually say that's a really fair and accurate description. And I would also say, as spirit guides go, Sarah's a really excellent one. My third choice. So again, sort of picking up from where Sarah left off in many ways, going on a journey of self-discovery. It doesn't have to be some sort of epic adventure where you leave the normality of everything you know and love and head Frodo Baggins-like into the unknown. Well, that's definitely what I took from Dr. Nicole LaPera's book, How to Do the Work, when I read it in the spring. So that's my third choice. And I deliberated over whether to include this because I thought, I wonder what would happen if you gifted this to somebody. And maybe this is one that you hold in reserve. Maybe it's one that you lend if you have a conversation with somebody and you think, oh, I'll mention that I read this and see if their ears prick up. And if they do, I'll just let them borrow it. You'll never get it back, I'll tell you that much. Nicole has amassed a following of over 5 million on social media platform Instagram, and she shares what has worked with her followers to reach a place where you understand and then shake off your old patterns, that those patterns that might be holding you back. She has tools to help you heal from pain, the pain of your past, and move on as your most honest and authentic version of yourself. And I think the thing that really stuck with me was, if in the present you are feeling dissatisfied about certain things, and I think we can all relate to that, you might think, I wish I was better at this or the other, Nicole's insights encourage you to examine what pattern might be in place that's actually holding you in that place, and actually why that pattern is there and what it might be protecting you from. And then the book helps you kind of break that down and move forward. And so really it is about moving forward as your most honest and authentic version of yourself, which is quite appealing and doesn't seem possible from just reading a book. But if you read what Nicole says, you can see how it actually, she makes it feel a very safe thing to do, a very safe exercise to start, and a very safe place in which to begin to ask quite difficult questions. So if you're feeling a little rudderless, or as though your life is just going around in circles, then that book, How to Do the Work by Dr. Nicole LaPera, is a hard recommend from me. My fourth choice is Conversations on Love by Natasha Lunn. And this book absolutely blew me away. And I don't see how this book couldn't benefit or appeal to absolutely everyone. If one of people's basic human needs is to be loved, then this book will make you feel that way. It will make you better understand how you define love, feel it in the actions of others, and appreciate the world is a much more loving place than it is a hateful one. And yes, I know it doesn't always look like that a lot of the time, but trust me, read the book. Tash is an incredible writer, and I knew I would enjoy her writing, but I didn't expect to be gut punched by some of the revelations about love and how people give and receive love. And I finished this book and felt much more loved by everyone in my life. And nothing had changed, except I'd read this book and benefited from seeing all the different perspectives of love shared within the pages. So,
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
If you want a bit more love in your life, all you have to do is read this book. That's why it's my fourth recommendation. And finally, my fifth choice is Repotting Your Life by Frances Edmonds. So again, if the sound of Nicole LaPera's book, the third choice, resonated, then this one might make your ears prick up too. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling uninspired, unsure of what the future holds, or frustrated at where your life is and where you think it's headed, then this book meets you exactly where you are and guides you towards where you want to be. Full disclosure, I totally understand the pot-bound metaphor that Frances uses, but the title of this book doesn't do it justice in my opinion. The title of the book and the way the book looks, it does not have universal appeal. It has a very, it appeals to a slightly older female demographic, and I think it doesn't do the book justice because I think it could absolutely help absolutely everybody. If this was written by an American self-help guru who was part self-help guru, part marketing genius, then it would have a far more dramatic title that would no doubt promise bliss and all the money in the world. I don't know, it would be like Attack Your Life or Break Free from the Chains of Your Misery. It would be something like that. But actually, I really appreciate the fact that it's just subtle, matter of fact, just doesn't try to sell and just shares useful experiences. So the fact this doesn't have jazzy branding doesn't mean it's not packed with excellent advice. And Frances has lived it and done it herself. She stopped, started, and reinvented herself many times over, including in her 60s when she moved to the US to take a year-long course at Stanford. Just, you know, packed up everything and went, right, I'm off over here for a year. So I found this book really inspiring. And when I spoke to Frances, I found her really inspiring. And I honestly think that from my conversation with her, as well as from the book, the thing that I have taken away from it is just keep learning, never, ever stop learning, because every time you learn something, you transform, you evolve in a really positive way. And so that's one of the reasons why after reading that book, I wanted to commit to read more, and that's how I started the one audio book a week. And so there you go. And it definitely has helped. And I definitely think it's been a good choice that I have made. So this book, Repotting Your Life by Frances Edmonds, is based on the questions I receive in my regular Ask Me Anythings on Instagram. It's the book I have recommended most in 2021, without a doubt. And I suspect I shall continue to do so for the rest of the year into 2022 and beyond. So those are my top five. So if you're looking for your own book inspiration, obviously I can't finish this episode without saying, obviously, Lindsay Kelk's book On a Night Like This is fantastic, but that's fiction. And I know that a majority of people have asked about nonfiction, but I don't want Lindsay to hear this and feel and send me a nasty WhatsApp. She wouldn't. She's a brilliant human being. But I read Lindsay's book On a Night Like This in two sessions. I loved it. And then was like, more, which I think is what every author wants when they've spent a long time toiling on a book. They want you to take less than a day to read it and then ask for more. I'm sure that's not what happens, but that's what happened to Lindsay. So let's all send Lindsay some love. So those are my five books. If you have any questions about any of them, if you would like to suggest your own, why not take it to the Facebook group? The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. I will start a thread about what your favorite books of 2021 have been, and I will be fascinated to see what they are. So please don't be shy about joining and about sharing yours. Don't forget also, if you don't want to join the group, although that seems like a silly thing, of course you want to join the group. But if you want to email me, it's thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Or you can always DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. Guess what? Thank you so much. I never take for granted that you spend your time with me. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. I hope that one or more of these books is something that you feel compelled to read and find huge benefit from or enjoy immensely. If you do, then let me know. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.